This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. If you would like to connect with us via social media, all you have to do is go to Twitter and Instagram. We're at Rodney Lear on Air, or Facebook at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Like us there and follow us there. Or you can listen to the show anytime you like. Head to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. My next guest joins us over the phone. Shannon Carpenter is the author of the book, The Ultimate Stay-at-Home Dad, Your Essential Manual for Being an Awesome Full-Time Father. It's our pleasure to welcome Shannon Carpenter to Sunday Morning Magazine.
So happy to be with you guys. I just spent time in Cincinnati, so I'm excited.
So what was it that brought you to Cincinnati?
The National At-Home Dad Conference was in Cincinnati this year, and I got a chance to explore your city with 100 other stay-at-home dads, and it was fantastic. Great food.
All right, there you go.
Now, Shannon, you are a stay-at-home dad. Tell us about what some of the main drivers were behind your decision to be a stay-at-home dad. Why was that the best option for your family?
Well, you know, I was working with my daughter. She was about 15 months old. And every day I would drop her off at daycare and then at like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning and pick her up at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the afternoon. And I did that for 15 months, and it got to be a rut. And when my wife was pregnant with our second child, I sat her down and I was like, I don't want this for our family. We need more time together and I want to spend more time with the kids. And so we looked at finances and career path and just quality of life. And I joked, I said, oh, it should be me to stay home. She was in advertising and I was working for the state government of Texas. And that was it. That's how I made the decision. It was the right move for my family at the time.
Okay, so I understand I read somewhere that you were frustrated with the advice that was being given to the stay-at-home dad, mm-hmm. So you wrote this book. How true is that?
It is true, because so much of the advice is given to dads is either condescending or it's dealt in platitudes, or it treats mom as a problem and the baby as an obstacle, and it kind of pushes us off to the, like, as a side character, and we're not a side character. We're the heroes in our children's lives. And I wanted to write a book that gave dads that practical know-how to get things done. I mean, that's what dads want, you know? We're not much in the sentimental area of parenting as much as how do I cook when I have two kids coming at me, you know, two toddlers? Where do I go? You know, what do I pack in my bag to make sure that I have everything I need? How do I deal with my own mental health? And most importantly, how do I find other dads? You know, how do I find my community? Because those are all things that I didn't have when I started being a stay-at-home dad 13 years ago, and so that's what I wanted to give everyone else.
Okay, so tell us about the book and how you put the book together.
So the book is designed to hit some major areas, from cooking to cleaning, finding a dad's group, mental health, adventures, and side hustles. That's a big one that comes up as well. And it's written in a way that you can read a quick section because you never have enough time as a parent.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. This morning, we're speaking to Shannon Carpenter. The title of the book is The Ultimate Stay-at-Home Dad. Now, let's talk about this now. You mentioned this. Let's talk about some of the advice that you give in the book. And starting with cooking, for stay-at-home dads listening this morning, what's your tip there?
You know, there's so many one-pot meal type things, you know, air fryer, and there's casseroles. But as a dad, then you can start the grilling, you can start the smoking, and really kind of free up your entire day so you're not chained to that stove the entire time. Because it's hard to do that when you have a toddler reaching for a knife, right? And then I also advise they make these finger guards for kids, for toddlers, so they can teach you or help your child help chop up vegetables. So all of a sudden they're part of the activity, they're entertained, and you're getting things done. So for cooking, that's what I usually recommend there.
All right, what about cleaning?
You know, cleaning is like brushing your teeth while eating Oreos, right? It's hard to do when kids are around. So, and I talked to a lot of dads about this. So the best advice is to make them part of the solution, not part of the problem. So give them an area that they have responsibility for. And you can start that super young, you know. And it's these little micro exposures of kind of your routine that will get them in the habits. But in general, if they're a baby, you know, sometimes you got to strap them to your chest and your little baby born, which is basically your dad's saddle, and just get things done. And then just try to maintain. But if just keep one room in your house that's not perfect, it's okay. You're not a bad dad. It happens, man. It'll make your life easier.
All right. What about time management as a stay-at-home dad? What tips and advice can you offer there?
start your routine as soon as you can. The quicker the kids get into the routine, the better your time management will be. And not every day is going to be a victory. You're going to fail a lot, and that's all right. But, you know, for my family, we had a daily routine of when we get up, when we eat breakfast, when we do lunch, when we go on adventures. And the kids, it learns the kids to have expectations. So there'll be less meltdowns. You know, they'll know exactly what to expect as you're going forward. Throughout the whole week was a different routine, and it was flexible enough to keep my interest. So, you know, Monday's grocery shopping day, Wednesday was play group, and Friday is what something we call Adventure Fridays, where I would pick an adventure with all the other dads, and we would go out and see goofy stuff or fun stuff that we wanted to see. So again, that kind of sets the tone of the whole thing and keeps you active, engaged, and kind of helps you with that time management.
Okay, so as a dad or as a stay-at-home dad, what advice would you give to dads, sure, other dads, about strengthening their bond with their own children?
You know, I tell dads this all the time. It's not where you go, it's who you go with. And you are the attraction. You are the security. You are the playground. You are the circus all rolled into one. So if you get out there and you make those memories, that's what's going to strengthen that bond. And that's what you need later in life yourself. Trust me, you're going to rely on those memories and those good times to get you through the hard times. And I know my kids do that. I've been doing, obviously, since they were babies. But as part of my dad group, there's 5 dads and 16 kids. You know, they've built those memories, and I've built them with them. And those are priceless. You can never replace those.
All right. Again, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. On the phone this morning with Shannon Carpenter. The title of the book is The Ultimate Stay-at-Home Dad. So, Shannon, you talk a lot about mental health. Why is that such an important component when we talk about parenting?
Because in the dad world, and just with men in general, it's ignored. You know, we're expected to be stoic about it and very John Wayne, but John Wayne cried, man, it's okay, you know? And so what I wanted to do was remove that stigma. And the only way you can remove that stigma is by being vulnerable yourself, which is not natural for me and a lot of other guys. And the guys that are in the book, there's 57 other dads throughout the book, but in this specific chapter, they opened up about their own mental health struggles from anxiety and depression and things like that to try to take away that stigma. And then I give resources to actually help you. You know, City Dad Groups runs a bunch of groups across the country. There's nationalathomedad.org, which allows dads to find online support and in-person support. And it's okay. You have to treat your mental health like you do your physical health, which means checkups and talking to somebody. And I've done it, and I can still build a deck and chop wood. It's all right. Take care of yourself.
All right, for the gentlemen listening this morning, and they are saying to themselves, you know, I'm not a stay-at-home dad, so this book really doesn't apply to me. But you have information and things in there for working dads as well. This can be applied to working dads as well.
It can, because here's the truth in the stay-at-home dad world versus the mommy. You know, you have the mommy wars and everything. Stay-at-home dads don't care. We just don't care. Everyone is dad. That's all. That's the only qualification. Gender, no matter what, you're dad. The advice in the book is designed more for an involved father who wants to get more time with his kids and make that time enjoyable and actually get things done. And so that's the way the actual book is designed.
All right. Now, you speak a lot about dad groups. Why are they so important, and what are the benefits of being a part of a dad group? You were just here at a seminar, you just said, so a workshop. Tell me about that. Why is that so important, dad groups?
So I've been with my same dad group, 5 of us, for 13 years. Like, we vacation together, right? But it is a place where you can make those real connections and get that support and advice that you couldn't get anywhere else. Sometimes we don't feel comfortable asking questions, or you need a little bit of a mentorship to get you through a certain stage in life, like potty training. You know, like, that's a hard thing to kind of do, and there's a lot of books, but it's no substitute for those guys in person going through it with you. So we, all our kids in our dad's group are actually close to the same age. So we potty trained in groups, and having that support to get things done was amazing. And breaking that isolation with a group is invaluable.
All right. We're out of time this morning. If our listeners would like to find out more about the book, more about you, Shannon, how can they find out more?
You can come to my website, shannoncarpenterauthor.com. You can buy the book anywhere books are sold. Come follow me on Twitter. I tell a lot of jokes, Hoss Man at Home. And you can tell me how funny I am. We can go from there.
All right. Thank you so much, Shannon. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much, man.
We've been speaking to author Shannon Carpenter. The title of his new book is The Ultimate Stay-at-Home Dad, Your Essential Manual for Being an Awesome Full-Time Father.
Stick around. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine in a moment.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.